This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Constitution Day and National Day being celebrated today. President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma meets Chinese delegation to discuss cooperation. And India expels Canadian diplomat as Sikh separatist leader's murder controversy escalates. Now the news in detail. Constitution Day and National Day is being celebrated today. Constitution Day is celebrated on Osoj 3rd as per the Nepali calendar to mark the promulgation of the Constitution of Nepal by the Constituent Assembly after over 7 decades-long struggle and sacrifices made by the people. The government has decided to mark the day by organizing various programs for the past couple of days, including today. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the program to be organized at Turikhel in Kathmandu by the Constitution Day Celebration Committee today. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Baudil has emphasized the importance of assuring social security and equal access to the state-sponsored services for all citizens in accordance with the Constitution. In a message today, President Baudil called for the effective implementation of the constitutionally guaranteed fundamental rights and a shift away from an import-based economic model to strengthen the national economy. He highlighted the need to foster a culture of work respect and create income opportunities for disadvantaged individuals while ensuring justice for the helpless. President Baudil paid tribute to both known and unknown martyrs who sacrificed for the Democratic Republic and respected the seniors who paved the way for democracy. Likewise, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has expressed his best wishes for the prosperity and sustainable development of the country on the occasion of Constitution Day today. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has announced a government-led initiative to transform people's livelihoods through full constitutional implementation. In a message on the occasion of Constitution Day and National Day today, the Prime Minister outlined a campaign to align the Federal Democratic Republic with constitutional provisions emphasizing good governance, prosperity and social justice. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremasinghe held a meeting on the sidelines of the 78th United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday. During the meet, the two leaders discussed the matters related to enhancement of bilateral relations between Nepal and Sri Lanka and multilateral collaborations, according to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York. Similarly, the United Nations High Representative for the Least Developed Countries, Landlocked Developing Countries and Small Island Developing States, Rabab Fatima, called on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday itself. According to the information provided by the New York-based Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations, various matters related to common concerns and ways to encourage the interest and issues of the least developed countries in multilateral forum were discussed on the occasion. A Chinese delegation led by Zheng Yan, who is the chief of the publicity department of the Communist Party of China, Yunnan Province, met with Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma yesterday. Minister Sharma expressed confidence in reaching crucial agreements in education, health, infrastructure and connectivity during Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda's upcoming visit to China. She emphasized the long-standing and evolving Nepal-China relationship from the eras of Prikuti and Urniku to becoming reliable neighbors. Highlighting expanding relations at various levels, Minister Sharma called for regular high-level visits to further strengthen ties. Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, Mahaprasad Adhikari, has said the situation of trade deficit will end if electricity worth 130 billion rupees is exported annually. During the meeting with the office bearers of Independent Power Producers Association Nepal, Governor Adhikari mentioned that power exports would be the best medium to reduce the trade deficit of the country. Governor Adhikari added that Nepal Rashtra Bank would provide necessary facilitation in development of hydropower sector. On the occasion, Independent Power Producers Association President Ganesh Karki urged Governor Adhikari to make provision requiring banks and financial institutions to invest 20% of their total investment in the energy sector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. India has expelled a senior Canadian diplomat after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau suggested Delhi may have been involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader. India called upon Canadian Ambassador Cameron McKay to convey its decision to expel the senior Canadian diplomat. Earlier, Canada's foreign minister announced an Indian diplomat was being expelled. The escalating row centers on the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a Canadian citizen shot dead outside a Sikh temple on the 18th of June in British Columbia in Canada. The BBC quoted leader Trudeau as saying Canadian intelligence were pursuing credible allegations of a link between his death and the Indian state. However, India has firmly rejected Trudeau's allegations, calling them absurd and politically motivated. India has claimed that Canada has long been providing shelter to Khalistani terrorists and extremists who threaten India's security. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Constitution Day and National Day being celebrated today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma meets Chinese delegation to discuss cooperation. And India expels Canadian diplomat as Sikh separatist leader's murder controversy escalates. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.